You're listening to The Leonard Lopate Show on AM 820 and 93.9 WNYC.
If you like trivia or working out puzzles or just laughing, you may already be a fan of the new NPR show Ask Me Another, which airs Saturday afternoons at 3 on 93.9 FM and earlier that day at noon on AM 820. Joining me now are Ophira Eisenberg, its host, a.k.a. Queen of Quizzes, and Jonathan Colton, her sidekick and partner in crime, and more officially, the house musician. Welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
And before we get into the nitty-gritty of you and your show, I want to let our listeners know that they can join in on the fun today and be contestants for an on-air game right now. To qualify to play on the air, you have to answer this question. Do you want to ask it?
Answer our intro question?
Yes.
Of course. It's very intense. Here's your question. What Fortune 100 company asks its new employees to wear propeller beanies to their first company-wide meetings, which are held every Friday? What company?
And if you know the answer, you can give us a call at 646-829-3980. That's 646-829-4380. So, Ophir and Jonathan, is it safe to assume that the two of you are lovers of games?
I'm glad you said of games at the end of that. Yes.
Oh, well, that's another show.
Yeah, that's another show entirely. Yes. No, I think I'm certainly into puzzles and games. Are you as much?
I grew up as the youngest of six, so I was never allowed to win anything. Mm. So I became a lover from them by observing other people.
So
have
you're not
fun
really competitive? On,
I have a little bit of – it's coming out slowly as I've learned that, you know what? Not everyone knows everything. I actually know a thing or two.
So how did the two of you get together as lovers of games?
Well, it was
formal. It was a formal process.
It was a formal process, yes. We were approached independently, I guess, to work on the show. And I remember meeting Ophira in the lobby as she was coming in to, do a little...
Auditioning.
Yes. And we struck it off immediately. It was we had very nice chemistry right off the bat. So.
What does auditioning for a show like this entail?
It was very intense. I was I was given some copy. I was put in a room, much like a recording studio, and they said, all right, read this copy and make us laugh and have some fun. And I went, all right. And I just goofed around. And I did see people smile. And I was like, well, that's good. I think a smile on radio is a good thing.
That counts, right? Yeah.
Again, the number is 646-829-3980. 646-829-3980. So you have called your show on your website something like Will Shorts and Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, host Peter Sagal walk into a bar.
Yes. Yeah, so it's sort of the highest level of a pub trivia night that has been structured and massaged and worked on. I mean, we have these puzzle writers who've worked, you know, for years as puzzle writers, and they write this really clever stuff that almost sounds like comedy. The questions are just like fun and clever, and they are obviously testing people's knowledge, but also making them think of something like the answer is a punchline.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's true. It has that pub quiz feeling, so that it's not just it's not just dry, terrifying quizzes. It's actually at the Bell House in Brooklyn, and so it has this bar atmosphere. It's just very fun and funny, and you know, strange things happen when you put contestants from the audience on stage to compete against one another.
Especially people in Gowanus.
Well, yes.
Yeah, people that right from the canal, they boat over. It's their first introduction to New York and Brooklyn.
So how does it work?
How does it work?
Yeah, how do you choose your contestants?
We have a very exhaustive process where they are sent an email. No, that's it. they get a short quiz, sort of just seeing how their brain works. Some trivia questions, some word puzzle questions.
It's a very hard. I can't imagine. I can't get any of them right.
Would you have gotten this one right? Let me ask it again. It's new employees at what Fortune 100 company wear propeller beanies to their first company-wide meetings, which are held every Friday.
Would I have gotten that one right?
I would have ventured the couple of guesses that I would have made, and I don't know if I would have guessed the right one necessarily.
No. But the point of the quiz, too, for our contestants, they don't have to get the answers right, just to make sure any future contestants listening, it's all about seeing how their brain works.
That's right.
Right? And if they're fun, they're fun.
Right. Whenever I watch any of the shows on television and there are these opening questions, they're usually questions about pop culture. I know the answers to all of the deeper questions, but I get caught on, you know, who played so-and-so's sister on some show that I never watched.
Right, like that just one name.
That first qualifying question. So, but this one, people who are into trivia should know the answer to.
They should know the answer.
I mean, you know, my strategy with this kind of question is, if I don't know what the answer is, I just, you know, name a Fortune 100 company, and you will probably be right.
You have one out of a 99 of a chance.
Well, you also have a rotating puzzle guru each week?
Yes. So we have this incredible team of people that write for the show, and we bring one of our puzzle gurus sort of to act as our, you know, our expert. We need some legitimacy on stage.
Yeah, we don't have a lot of legitimacy. Yeah.
So we have them on, and they're sort of, you know, the sort of geek poobah, as it were, the king of the nerds.
Yeah.
And then you have mystery guests.
We have mystery guests.
You don't want nerds for those.
We are now calling them VIP, very important puzzlers.
Oh, I like that.
Yes. We are now having our celebrities. We're going to let you know who they are ahead of time, and our celebrities, people of interest. And we have some great ones lined up.
Who
so
do you have
far.
Lined up?
For this season right now, we have Dr. Ruth.
Mm-hmm.
That's exciting. We have Steve Guttenberg.
Mm-hmm.
We have the new clown duo, Christine and Seth from the Big Apple Circus. See, just a whole difference. We have Christine Milioti, who's the star of Once on Broadway right now, Rosie Schapp, who writes the drink column and also has a new memoir out. So we have, you know, some authors, some actors, film people, Dr. Ruth.
And your background is in stand-up.
Unfortunately,
yes. Is doing that good preparation for being a host? Is it kind of like you always have to be quick the way you are when somebody's heckling you?
I would say that stand-up has prepared me for life in numerous ways, and it is definitely a roll-with-the-punches kind of skill set that you learn, whether it's entertaining five people in a basement that are all angry at you or 1,000 people in a theater that are mildly happy to see you.
Can you ever tell why? You can go out and do pretty much the same routine, and one night they're rolling in the aisles, and the next night they're sitting on their hands.
Yeah, I blame myself.
Really?
Really? I blame the audience.
I know.
I like to blame the audience.
I know. We all do a bunch. You do a billion justifications. I'm sure everyone does it today. You go, oh, I get it, because there was a snowstorm yesterday, because Thanksgiving's next week,
right.
Because the Yankees lost. It's because, you know, you just make a billion justifications. But that's just the beauty of live, is that anything can happen. And that's one of the great fun things about doing our show, is that we have these people on that are live contestants. They're just on stage with us. And we go, and you don't know what's going
to
happen.
But you do have the advantage of them coming, expecting to have a good time. So
yes.
People will laugh at even the lamer jokes.
Thank you.
Thank you
for saying that.
The New York Times described your sense of humor as bleakly stylish.
Stylishly bleak, I would say.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Poke-apocalyptic. Hilarious.
Well, I mean, on the other hand, New York Magazine selected you as one of the top 10 comics that funny people find funny. That had to make you feel good.
Yeah, that was nice.
Your peers appreciate you.
Right. There's those two people in the back that are laughing.
Oh, the two comics who came to see, to steal some material from
me. Exactly.
Jonathan, can you tell us about Thing a Week, which you developed a while ago?
Yeah, that was right after I quit my day job as a software developer to make the ill-informed decision to become a professional musician. I spent a year releasing a new song every Friday, and I called that project Thing a Week. And I just put all the songs up on the internet, and over the course of that year had a couple of sort of viral successes with those songs. And by the end of that year, I was able to call myself a professional musician without laughing.
And didn't you actually compose one for Sotirios Johnson?
I did, as a matter of fact. I was often awakened by his delightful tones as he talked to me out of my clock radio. And so I wrote a song in which I imagined he had a secret life as a dancer, which may or may not be true.
No, it is true.
Oh, that's what I thought. Yeah, see? I knew it.
Now, we were going to ask you to play a little song to get us into our break.
Sure.
And while you're doing that, while you're getting your guitar, We want to remind our audience that you can call in to answer this question if you want to play a game with us. New employees at what Fortune 100 company wear propeller beanies to their first company-wide meetings, which are held every Friday? If you think you know the answer, give us a call at 646-829-3980. And now it's time to play a game. My guests are Ophira Eisenberg, host of NPR's Ask Me Another, which airs Saturdays at 3 o'clock on 93.9 FM and at noon on Saturdays at AM 820. It's a co-production of NPR and WNYC. Also with us is Jonathan Colton, her sidekick and partner in crime, more officially the house musician. The first show will be broadcast this Monday the 12th, right?
We will be taping live.
Yes, okay.
At the Bell House in Brooklyn. And, yeah, people can get tickets. They'd like to come see
They can
live.
Get them on our show page at WNYC.org, where we have a link.
Thank you.
And we have two people on the line, Colin and Sean. Can Ophira, you want to tell them how the game works?
Sure. Hi, Sean and Colin. The name of the game we are playing today is called Dear Google. And the inspiration is that we here at Ask Me Another, we need advice a lot of times. And we asked ourselves, who do we trust to give us advice? Is it our families? Is it our friends? Is it our boss? No. The answer no is no. We go to Google. That's what we all do. We all Google our problems. And Google has a handy function where if you start typing a question, it tries to anticipate what he thinks you're asking. For example, I once Googled, how do you cure disappointment? And Google tried to offer me some results, asked, are you trying to cure salmon properly to avoid disappointment, which made me feel a lot better.
This is still better than what Siri does.
That's true.
Right. Siri will just let you be disappointed. So in this game, we're going to give you the start of questions that we've entered into Google, and your job is to guess the top answers that Google thinks will complete that question. Okay, so we're going to alternate between you, Sean and Colin. A correct answer gets a point. An incorrect response gets a strike. Three strikes, and you're out. And because he is fair and wise and knows everything, Jonathan will be our judge extraordinaire.
Yes, I also have the answers written in front of me. That helps.
And he's going to keep score. If you are playing at home, you will have to keep your own score. So you got a lot of work on your plate. All right, Sean, Colin, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Sean, you will be going first. Fill in the blank. The question is, how often do I have to wash my blank? Sean, what do you think? Top answers that Google's comes back with.
How often do I have to wash my dog?
Dog is correct.
Dog is correct. That is one of the answers.
Okay, Colin. Go ahead.
Okay.
How often do I have to wash my...
cat?
Did you say cat?
Yes, it's a cat.
Colin, you should never wash a cat. They don't like that at all. No, I'm sorry. The cat is not on the list of the top answers.
People Googling do not have cats, perhaps. We don't know, but that is not in the top response. That is one strike for Colin. Sean, we're back to you.
Okay.
Same question. How often do I have to wash my... There are seven possible answers.
It isn't that hard.
I know. 3 seconds.
A lot is riding on this, Sean.
3 seconds.
Okay. How often do I have to wash my...
It sounds to me like you don't wash very much, Sean.
I'm sorry. What did you say, Sean?
The siding of the house?
The siding of the house. No, sorry. That is another. That is a strike for you.
That is adorable that you have a house, by the way.
Thank
Good
you.
To know. Okay, Colin, there's still many on the board for you to guess.
You know, one of the problems, both of these contestants are from New Jersey. Forgive me for saying that.
Oh, yeah. Well?
Whoa.
Well, I mean, I think New Yorkers would have some pretty good idea of what they have to wash.
Yeah, but they don't wash in New Jersey. You're right about that.
The great unwashed.
The great unwashed. It does say that on your license plates, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Colin, do you have an answer?
I'm going to go with car.
Car is on the list. That is a point for you, Colin. Well done.
All right. Got to roll here.
Yeah, okay. So that's good. Back to Sean. Got a few more on the board.
How often do I have to wash my Bathroom.
Bathroom. No, I'm sorry. Bathroom
that is disgusting, Sean. That is disgusting.
If you ask my wife, she would say every day.
And what about you? How often do you think?
I think once a week.
Once a week. That's nice. Better
enough.
Than annually.
Yeah.
All right, Colin. Sean has two strikes. You only have one. What do you think?
I'm going to go with hair.
Hair.
That is correct. Hair.
Well done. Sean?
All right.
No. Sorry, I'm having some trouble here.
I know. It's your last strike. If you don't get this, you're done. You're done.
Sean, what do you do for a living?
I'm an auto dealer and repair.
Ah. It's all coming together,
isn't it? So I should have guessed car first, shouldn't I?
Yeah, yeah.
Think outside the box. Think outside the bucket seats. What do you think?
Yeah. How often do I have to wash my... Sink.
No, I'm sorry. Sink is not on the list.
That is three strikes.
That is three strikes. That means Colin is the winner of
Colin
this round,
is
yes?
the winner. Well done. And stay tuned, and we will let you know about your prizes.
And, yeah, Colin, hang on. One of my staff will get to you and get all the information. Oh. What are the prizes available to him?
Oh, well, we reserve the best prizes. But we will reveal that later. First,
let me tell you what the answers were that they did not get. Clothes, face, sheets, and tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
Tattoo is not one I would have come up with.
I didn't know you had to. I didn't know a tattoo took a lot of washing.
Well, I don't have a tattoo, so it's really
nor do I.
Hard for me to imagine washing it.
Do you have a tattoo?
I do not have a tattoo, but I'm hurt. I've been told by people that there is quite a really intense washing schedule for them.
Uh-huh. Wow. Well, there you go.
Well, should we put on another couple of contestants?
I would love that.
Okay. Our next two contestants are Linnell and Janet. Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Linnell and Janet.
Okay, now we have different questions for them.
Are you going to take this one away, or you want me to?
No, you ask.
Okay,
it. It's your show.
Oh, let's do it then.
I'm just an observer. I'm trying to think. I'm thinking about whether somewhere down the line I might want to try my hand at this.
You should come on as a contestant.
Oh,
that would be
well,
very exciting.
That would be amazing. Okay, Linnell and Janet, you know how the game is played?
Pretty much.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you a question that someone would type into Google, the beginning of it, and the blank is what we're looking for, and you are going to answer to us the top things that Google would anticipate filling in that blank with. So this one, Linnell, you're going to go first, and the question is, do I need a passport to go to blank? There are 10 answers that are the top 10 answers that people are typing in. Do I need a passport to go to blank? Linnell, what do you think?
Canada.
Canada.
Correct. Canada is one of them.
Janet.
Well, my first reaction was New Jersey, but I won't say that. let's see.
You're from Rockland County. That's not nice.
It's very close.
I think you just need, it's just a work permit you need for Jersey.
Yeah. Mexico.
Mexico is on the list, yes.
Well done. Okay.
Now, Linnell, what do you do for a living?
I'm a lawyer.
Uh-huh. Have you ever been on a game show before?
No.
Okay.
Do you deal with any immigration law?
No, I actually do mental health law.
Oh, well, maybe this is still an easy question.
Well, she should have
you.
Been for the first question, perhaps.
Right, no, the washing
true.
Question.
Washing, yeah.
All right, what's your what do you think next? Do I need a passport to go to
the Caribbean?
The Caribbean.
The Caribbean is not on the top 10 list. I'm sorry. That is a strike.
Sort of have to be a little bit more specific, perhaps. Okay. All right. Janet.
In other words, you want the name of an actual place like I'll say one where you do need a passport, France.
Correct.
Okay.
Exactly. Which,
okay.
by the way, is not on the list.
Yeah,
just
I said
to be
well,
clear.
You're
doing yeah.
Okay, Janet.
Costa Rica.
Yes.
Yes, Costa Rica is
wow,
there.
Wow, how did you know that?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Might be Googling.
Yeah,
no,
wait a minute.
I've never been there, and I'm not Googling. I'm sitting in my kitchen thanking God I have power.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Just talking to you guys and having a good time.
That's great. We like that. Okay, so you guys are doing great. Linnell, your next answer. Do I need a password to go?
Let's see. All right, I'll be more specific. Bermuda.
No, I'm sorry. I don't have Bermuda on the list either.
Sorry, wow. Okay. Linnell. Back to you, Janet.
Aruba.
Ooh, yes. You are good.
Wow. I really think Janet's cheating.
I know. Her kitchen is magical.
Just, you sound really dishonest to me, Janet.
And what does Janet do for a living?
Janet's a freelance
artist.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's it.
I get it. A lot of time on her hands.
A lot of time to daydream about travel, maybe.
Okay, Linnell.
Bahamas.
Yes, Bahamas.
You are correct.
You are saved. That is good.
But you know, you're focusing on a very small area of the world. We've had.
I am.
That's true.
She said the Caribbean, and then Bermuda, and the Bahamas.
There are many places to travel in the world.
And you wouldn't believe where people in Google think they need a passport to go.
Yeah,
so
some
keep
of these
that
places are surprises.
Yes.
Keep that in mind.
Wow. Okay.
So is it Janet now?
We're back to Janet. Janet, you have no strikes, so let's see how it goes. Can you keep your role going? Do I need a passport to go to?
Antarctica.
Oh.
Antarctica. No, that is a good guess, but it is not there. That
great
is Janet's
guess.
First strike.
But the answer is probably you don't need a passport to go to Antarctica.
I think you need,
But Google doesn't list it.
I think the actual answer is that nobody is going to Antarctica.
Right. The answer is don't go to Antarctica.
Do you think I have to cancel my trip then?
You're going by boat, right? You're fine. All right, Linnell, you've got two strikes.
Right. Yeah.
What do you think?
I'm going to maybe one that I think people get confused about, I hope, anyway. Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico? No, that is surprising to me
so
because that seems like a thing that you would ask. But no, that is not on the list. So I'm sorry, Linnell, that is your third strike.
Yep.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Janet. You were the winner of that round. And just to let you know, the other surprising places on this list include Jamaica. Okay, maybe. U.S. Virgin Islands. Maybe that's okay, too. How about Hawaii?
Hawaii?
It's a state.
It is a state. That is correct.
More shocking to me. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, it is a state, but so are other things on this list, like Florida. Florida is on this list.
And California. From New York. People actually don't you need a passport?
Well, that makes a lot of sense
to me. If you go from Oregon to California, you don't need a passport. But if you go from New York, it's different enough that you do need a passport.
If you go from New Jersey to California, you find out that you just can't go.
It's not allowed.
Ophira, did they say Canada? Your
they did say
country?
Canada. They said that very first.
But not Mexico.
Not Mexico.
Well, okay. And you're not going to reveal the prizes?
We are going to reveal the prizes right now. So for our winners, you have won two tickets to come to a live taping of Ask Me Another at the Bell House. And for our secondary prize winners, you have won two tickets each to come to a live taping at the Bell House.
The losers get two tickets, yeah.
We all get two tickets, and we have some great shows and guests coming up, and we can't wait to have you there.
And we thank you both so much for being on our show. Ophira Eisenberg, who is the host of NPR's Ask Me Another, which airs Saturdays at 3 o'clock on 93.9 FM and at noon on Saturdays at AM 820. It's a co-production of NPR and WNYC. Jonathan Colton, who's going to play a little something to get us out of this segment, is her sidekick, and more officially, the house musician. The first show of the second season of recording of Ask Me Another is this Monday, the 12th, at 7:30 at the Bell House in Brooklyn. And if you haven't won a ticket, you can still get tickets by going to our show page at WNYC.org. And thank you both so much for being on our show.
Thank you, Larry.
Thank you for
having
us. And I
demand that you come on our show. Just remember that.
Long ago in days of yore, it all began with a god named Thor. There were Vikings and boats and some plans for a furniture store. It's not a bodega, it's not a mall, and they sell things for apartments smaller than mine, as if there were apartments smaller than mine. IKEA, some oak and some pine and a handful of Norsemen. IKEA, selling furniture for college kids and divorced men. Everyone has a home. If you don't have a home, you can buy one there. So rent a car, take the bus, and lay your cash down and put your trust in the land where the furniture folds to a much smaller size. Billy the bookcase says hello, and so does the table, whose name is Ingo. In the chair is a ladderback birch, but his friends call him Carl.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.